97.7 The River. It's Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show.
Beer 30 is brought to you by the Sonoma County Harvest Fair, which is going on today and tomorrow at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. Check out all the incredible wines, beer, food, and deliciousness that is happening at the Harvest Fair going on today and tomorrow at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. More info is at 977theriver.com. Just go click there, or you can go to harvestfair.org. All right, I've got Brad from Sports Meets Beer, which is a podcast you can check out on all the podcasting locations. Give him a listen and a like and a comment and a review. So today we have a beer from some guys and gals that we've enjoyed in the past, if you know what I mean. Deschutes Brewery. This is their little squeezy juicy ale.
I've done very little research. That's usually Ben's responsibility to actually research the history or the, you know, sort of the backstory of the beer that we're tasting.
Oh yeah.
But Deschutes, they're up in Oregon. It's one of the great breweries in the Northwest. They do a great job.
Fresh Squeeze is one of the best.
Yeah. And so this is the little squeezy juicy ale. The can has sort of a little homage to the Fresh Squeeze.
Mm-hmm.
It implies that there's fruit in it when they say Fresh Squeeze, but that's not the case. It has something to do with the way that they use the hops in the brewing process.
Right. Well, and juicy also would imply maybe there's a
right,
bit of juice.
Right. So this beer, they call it a pale ale. It comes in at 5.0% ABV, only 40 IBUs. Which, you know, compared to their pale ale or their IPA rather, that's a pretty far cry. So, you look at this beer, you go through the AATMF and the appearance, it's a little cloudy.
Yeah.
They don't say hazy on the can, but
right,
it is a little cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
The nose on this, it smells a lot like Fresh Squeezed, but without the malt.
Yeah.
And the Fresh Squeeze has just a hint of booziness to it, which I don't mind because of the body of it. This doesn't have either one of those things.
No.
There's just a little bit of pine. I get a lot of orange. I get a lot of like mango almost in it. And it does. It smells delightful. It smells delightful.
I definitely get the pine for sure. That is clean.
That finishes so nicely.
Yeah.
The fruit in the nose, the mild fruit, is present throughout the entire flavor. That, again, that orange, that mango. Without being super sweet. There's a very mild, like, dryness from the hops. I mean, again, it's 40 IBU, so it's not very high, but there's a very mild dryness. The carbonation level is good, and so it really finishes very clean. There's a lingering bitterness, very mild, that makes you want to go in for another sip to get some of that fruit. This thing, it says it is effortlessly drinkable, and they are not lying.
Yeah.
This beer is awesome. In my opinion, this is one of the best beers we've sampled. I'm sorry, Ben, you couldn't be here for this.
I know. Well, we'll pour some out for our homie.
We will pour some, not
in
for
my mouth.
Into my, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Two thumbs way up.
Yeah, it's a good one. Again, they knock it out of the park. That's what they do.
Yeah, I haven't had a bad one from them for sure.
Deschutes Little Squeezy Juicy Ale. We like it here in the studio. You can always check out these reviews anytime at 977theriver.com. Click on Beer 30. And of course, their podcast is called Sports Meets Beer. You can find it on your podcasting locations. Thanks for being in.